This is Elizabeth Babalola, nurse practitioner, dictating on date of service of 3/19/2024. Patient's last name is Kinsey, K-I-N-C-Y. First name is Daryl, D-A-R-R-Y-L. Date of birth is 5/19/1959. Patient is a 64-year-old male who presents for surgical clearance regarding right inguinal hernia. Review of systems, H-E-E-N-T. Patient denies any nasal discharge, no ear pain, no loss of hearing. He denies any sore throat, no painful swallowing. Eyes, patient denies any blood vision, no eye pain. Cardiac, no report of any chest pain, no palpitations. Respiratory, patient denies any shortness of breath or cough. GI, patient denies any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea, except tenderness to right groin. Skin is warm and skin, no report of any rash or abrasion. Musculoskeletal, no report of any joint pain, no joint swelling. Physical exam, generally patient is alert and oriented with no acute distress. Vital signs, allergies, patient is allergic to tetracycline. Weight is 206.8 pounds, O2 saturation 100%, blood pressure 133/79, pulse is 65, respiration 18, temperature 97.2. Physical exam, H-E-E-N-T, P-E-R-L-A, E-O-M-I, tympanic membrane poly, brain erythema, oral mucosa, pink and moist, neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy, heart S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted. Lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no autopnea. Abdomen is soft, bowel times 4, active. No tenderness, no palpable masses. Extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily with no joint stiffness. Patient has a point tenderness to the right in inguinal region. Neuro patient is alert, oriented x3, no deficit noted. Skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, no erythema. Reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Patient had a lab work done as requested. The stat lab result came back with a very low hemoglobin of 9. Hemoglobin was 1 second. Hemoglobin was 9.8. And as such, patients cannot be cleared for surgery at this time. EKG was within normal limits. Surgeon office contacted regarding patient's lab results. Diagnosis, surgical clearance, right inguinal hernia, and right inguinal pain. Next patient, last name is Jones, first name is Cruz, K-R-U-Z, date of birth 11/5/2022, date of service is 3/19/2024. Patient is a 16-month-old male who presents with mother with complaint of cough, congestion, runny nose, and drainage, bilateral eye drainage. Okay. Review of systems, H-E-E-N-T. E-N-T, patient mother denies any fever, complain of nasal congestion, no ear pain, but mother state child has been pulling on both ears, no sore throat, no painful swallowing, eyes, mother reported some discharge from both eyes with some redness also noted. Cardiac, no report of any palpitations or chest pain. Respiratory, mother reported cough congestion. GI, no report of any nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea, no abdominal pain. Skin, no report of any rash or abrasion. Musculoskeletal, no report of any joint pain, no joint swelling. Physical exam, child appears alert with no evidence of acute distress, vital signs, allergies, no report of any drug allergies, weight is 25.2 pounds, O2 saturation not obtainable, blood pressure not obtainable, pulse 112, respiration 22, and temperature is 97.7. Physical exam, HEENT, PRLA-EOMI, bilateral conjunctival erythema evident, nasal mucosa, erythematous, moist with active clear exudate, tympanic membrane, slightly erythematous bilaterally, no active exudate noted, no pharyngeal erythema evident. Neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy. Heart S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted. Lungs feel crackles and expirate, no wheezes, just crackles over upper lung feels bilaterally. Abdomen is soft, bowel signs stands 4, active, no tenderness, no palpable masses. Extremities, special muscle extremities, voluntarily with no joint stiffness. Neuro child makes good eye contact, no deficit noted. Skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, no rash noted. Reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Child tested negative for flu and strep. Diagnosis, upper respiratory infection, allergic rhinitis, acute conjunctivitis, acute otitis media. Patient received prescription for amoxicillin, 250 milligrams in 5 mL, 5 mL POBID times 7 days, quantity sufficient. Zyrtec 5 milligrams in 5 mL, 2.5 mL PO daily times 30 days, quantity sufficient. Oraprep zero suspension, 15 milligrams in 5 mL, 2 mL PO daily times 4 days, quantity sufficient. Moxifloxacin eye drops, 1 drop in each eye, TID times 7 days, quantity sufficient. Follow-up scheduled for 3 days. Next patient, last name is Arroyo, A-R-R-O-Y-O. First name is Eric. Date of birth is 11-20-1973. Date of service 3-19-2024. Patient is a 50-year-old male who presents for surgical clearance following injury to left, fourth, and fifth digits. Patient he denies any prior medical history, denies taking any medications as of now. Review of systems, HEENT, ENT patient denies any nasal discharge, no ear pain, no loss of hearing, no sore throat, no painful swallowing. Eyes, no report of any blood vision, no eye pain. Cardiac, no report of any chest pain or palpitations. Respiratory, no report of any shortness of breath or cough. GI, no report of any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea. Skin, no report of any rash, no abrasion. Musculoskeletal, patient has complained of pain in his left fourth and fifth digit, which is well wrapped in occlusive dressing. Physical exam, generally patient is alert, no evidence of acute distress noted. Vital signs, allergies, no report of any drug allergies. Weight is 188 pounds, O2 saturation 99%, blood pressure 119 over 80, pulse is 78, respiration 18, temperature 98.3. Physical exam, HEENT, PRLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane, polygrain, no erythema, oral mucosa, pink and moist, neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy, heart S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted, lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no autopnea, abdomen is soft, bowel signs stands 4, active, no tenderness, no palpable masses. Extremities, patient has point tenderness to left fourth and fifth digits, which were involved in his trauma. Patient has occlusive dressing over the two digits. Neuro patient is alert, oriented times 3, no deficit noted. Skin is warm and dry, no lesions No abrasion except for the wound over the left 4th and 5th digit in occlusive dressing. Reflexes equal in all extremities. No deficit noted. Patient had EKG, which was within normal limits. Labs drawn as requested with pending results. Diagnosis, surgical clearance, left finger injury, and left finger pain. Okay, fit patient to follow up with a surgeon for further instructions. Next patient, last name is Puckett, P-U-C-K-E-T-T. First name is Larry. Date of birth is 9/10/1949. Date of service 3/19/2024. Patient is a 74-year-old male who presents for 3-month follow-up and prescription refill. He denies any acute distress. He takes medication for palpitations and atrial fibrillation. Review of systems, HEENT. ENT patient denies any nasal discharge. No ear pain, no loss of hearing. He denies any sore throat, no painful swallowing. Eyes, no report of any blood vision or eye pain. Cardiac, no report of any chest pain, no palpitations. Respiratory patient denies any shortness of breath or cough. GI, no report of any abdominal pain. No nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea. Skin, no report of any rash or abrasion. Musculoskeletal, no report of any pain. No joint pain, no joint stiffness. Physical exam, generally patient is alert and oriented with no acute distress. Allergies, patient is allergic to sulfur drugs. Okay, patient weighs 175 pounds. Okay, O2 saturation 100%, blood pressure 121/69, pulse is 85, respiration 18, temperature 98.1. Physical exam, HEENT, PERLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane polygrain, no erythema, oral mucosa, pink and moist, neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy, heart S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted, lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no autopnea, abdomen is soft, bowel times 4 active, no tenderness, no palpable masses, extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily with no joint stiffness, neuro patient is alert, oriented x3, no deficit noted, skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, no erythema, reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted, diagnosis hypertension, palpitation, atrial fibrillation, and prescription refill. Patient was given prescription for propranolol, 60 milligrams extended release, 1 PO QID times 90 days, quantity 360. Follow up as needed or in 3 months. Next patient, last name is Mayo, M-A-Y-O, first name is Sophia. Date of birth is 11/27/2010. Date of service 3/19/2024. Patient is a 13-year-old female who presents with complaint of cough, congestion, headache, and runny nose ongoing for 3 days. Denies any fever, no nausea, or vomiting. Review of systems, patient HEENT. Patient complaint of nasal discharge, no ear pain, no loss of hearing. Complain of slight sore throat, no painful swallowing. Eyes, no report of any blood vision or eye pain. Cardiac, no report of any chest pain or palpitations. Respiratory patient, complain of cough, congestion, no shortness of breath. GI, no report of any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea. Skin, no report of any rash or abrasion. Musculoskeletal, no report of any joint pain or joint swelling. Physical exam, HEENT, PERLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane polygrain, no erythema, oral mucosa, pink and moist, neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy, heart S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted, lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no autopnea, abdomen is soft, bowel times 4 active, no tenderness, no palpable masses, Extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily with no joint stiffness. Neuro patient is alert, oriented times 3, no deficit noted. Skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, no erythema. Reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Patient tested negative for flu, strep, and COVID. Diagnosis of upper respiratory infection, allergic rhinitis, headache, and acute sinusitis. Okay, patient was given prescription for loratadine 10 milligrams 1 PO daily, quantity 30, augmenting 500 over 125 milligrams 1 PO BID times 7 days, quantity 14. Dextromethorphan / guaifenesin cough syrup, 5 mL PO TID PRN, quantity 6 ounces. Follow-up visit scheduled for 1 week or as needed. Next patient, last name is Goodwin, first name is Roxanne. Date of birth is 8/23/1961. Date of service is 3/19/2024. Patient presents today, 62-year-old female, presents today for lab results. She denies any acute distress except for epigastric pain. Review of systems, H-E-E-N-T, E-N-T patient denies any nasal discharge, no air pain, no loss of hearing, denies any sore throat, no painful swallowing, eyes no report of any blurred vision, no eye pain, cardiac no report of any chest pain or palpitations, respiratory no report of any shortness of breath or cough, GI patient complain of epigastric pain, and heartburn, no report of any nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea, skin no report of any rash or abrasion, musculoskeletal no report of any joint pain, no joint stiffness. Physical exam, H-E-E-N-T, P-E-R-L-A, E-O-M-I, tympanic membrane polygrain, no erythema, oral mucosa, pink and moist, neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy, heart, S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted, lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no apnea, abdomen is soft, bowel signs 4, active, patient has point tenderness to epigastrium, no guarding, no rebound tenderness noted. Extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily with no joint stiffness. Neuro patient is alert, oriented times 3, no deficit noted. Skin is warm and dry, no rash, no abrasion noted. Reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Patient's labs were reviewed. Evidence of pre-diabetes noted. Patient's creatinine and EGFR were abnormal with elevated creatinine of 1.16. Patient's paper-like comprehension of the lab review. Labs will be repeated in 3 months. Patients to avoid any extra or any prescribed medications at this time. Patient prescription omeprazole 40 milligrams 1 PO daily, quantity 90 was given. Diagnosis, lab review, renal dysfunction, prediabetes, hypertension, and COPD. Patient to continue all our current regimen as prescribed. Thank you.